The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today?
Good.
And this is the little conversation between teacher and the students. Once the teacher asked the students, "Kids, what does the chicken give you?" They said, "Meat." Teacher said, "Very good. Now, what does the pig give you?" Student said, "Bacon." Then teacher asked, "Great. And what does the fat cow give you?" Student said, "Homework." In today's Gospel reading, Jesus teaches us a hard lesson about ourselves, about our own wealth, about our own possessions, and also tells us who will enter into the kingdom of God. To achieve the kingdom of God, a person has to be totally detached from the things that are more attractive on the earth. It means Jesus must become center of our life. Many people in today's world are determined to go greater things, to do greater things, and also acquire fame and wealth and every other important things, whatever they like. People have the goal set for themselves and want by all means to achieve them. We read in the Gospels that so many people who met Jesus and go away completely transformed. So many people who met Jesus were healed of all kinds of sickness. So many people who met Jesus went away with great happiness. But in today's gospel, a man meets Jesus and goes away sad. It is the only time in all the gospels that someone who was called by Jesus went away sad. Something happened between Jesus and this man. What happened? And why this man was sad? And why he went away from Jesus? The young man in today's gospel wanted to achieve eternal life. That is really very good. His thought is wonderful. He was looking, he was searching everywhere. Who will give answer to my question? How to enter into eternal life? So, in the gospel, this man wants to achieve eternal life. That is our goal too. He knew the commandments well and followed them faithfully and lived a good life. He accepted Jesus as promised Messiah and he wanted to follow Jesus too. The young man saw Jesus coming and he ran. He knelt down before Jesus and asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Follow the commandments." The young man says, "I have observed from my youth. I have been observing all the commandments that God gave to us." Then looking at him, Jesus said, "You are lacking one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. He is the only person in New Testament went away from Jesus with a sad face. Here, the rich young man do not want to share his possessions because he was too much attached to the things that he has. Maybe money, maybe land, maybe property, maybe good wife or good children, or maybe other businesses. He is too much attached to all of these things. We may ask questions. Surely we all ask ourselves. Is it sin to have possessions? Is it sin to be a rich? Is Jesus asking me to live like a poor, like a beggar, like an orphan? What is in the mind of Jesus? Actually, money or wealth is not necessarily evil. Even Jesus had enjoyed the food, parties, and the lodging offered by his rich friends. Jesus had a good dinner with his friends. Also, with money, we can do lots of good things. Lots of good things. It depends on each single person. It is the ideas that he has in his mind. What to do with my property, or what to do with my money, what to do with my possessions. Each one has their own authority on their own possessions. But sometimes money also makes many things and also monkey things. In some countries, especially in India, there are some people who traps monkeys. At one end of the coconut, they open a hole that is big enough to allow a monkey's hand to push inside. However, the hole is too small for the monkey to remove his hand when he was a fist. He cannot take his hand back. The trapper fills the coconut with fried peanuts or fried rice, and the trapper hides behind the bushes with a net. The monkey smells the peanuts. The monkey loves peanuts. Monkey loves peanuts. Monkeys are very much attached to the peanuts. And the monkeys put their hand in the hole and grabs a handful of peanuts. They grab like this, not like this. They grab always like this. So, after which it is impossible to take back the hand, since he is unwilling to let go of the peanuts. By all means, the monkey wants peanuts. Suddenly, the trapper casts out the net on the monkey and he will catch hold. So here, the monkey is very much attracted to the peanuts. And it doesn't want to leave even single piece. By all means, everything he likes to have. So, we too are attached by different peanuts sometimes. This is the nature of human beings. We all are attached to some other things on the earth. It is not sin. The young man in today's gospel wants eternal life, but he doesn't want to give up the peanuts of his richness. He loves eternal life in the same way he doesn't want to give anything to anyone. Here Jesus tells us that we need to give more importance to God than our richness. The Old Testament says, wealth is the prosperity and blessings of God. Wealth is the prosperity and the blessings of God. God blesses us with richness so that we may share with the poor. So, we all must love our richness. We must become rich. We must have money. We must have all the possessions. And we must have everything that we need for our life. It is not at all sin. we are making use of the blessings of God for our life. In the same way, we need to must share the people who doesn't have. This is the key point in our richness. From the religious point of view, wealth is something that draws us away from God and buries us in the earthly things. So when we are more attached to our wealth, really we are buried under the ground. The richness will come and go, but we are not allowed to empty ourselves. We need to be very careful. We need to preserve something for ourselves, for our family, for our children. We need to understand that Jesus is not against riches or against the rich. Zacchaeus, Joseph of Arimathea, and Nicodemus, they were friends of Jesus, and they are rich people. These three are very rich in the New Testament. They are all friends of Jesus. In other words, Jesus is talking about our attitude towards wealth. What is your life is telling to you about your prosperity, about your wealth, about your money, about your things that you love? What your mind is telling to you? What is your attitude towards your prosperity? The Bible does not say that money is the root of all evil. It says that the love of money is the root of all evil. So when we love more money than God, then we are God. We are losing something. So that today's message for us is, do something beautiful for God. Do something beautiful for God by reaching out to others. Mother Teresa puts it in a different way. Do something beautiful for God. Do it with yourself. Do it every day. Do it your own way. But do it. So we need to do something beautiful for God. So what the beautiful of God, beautiful of disciples, the 12 disciples, what the beautiful things that they gave to Jesus? They sacrificed everything. Jesus' disciples sacrificed everything, and they are afraid. Hey, we have sacrificed everything, then what we are going to get? Do we get eternal life? There is doubt in their sacrifice, but they enjoyed abundance of blessings of God. So be assured that material wealth is passing security. We must not depend on our material things. It's like a running water. They will be coming and they will be going. We all need lasting security. Everlasting security we need. So, it is God who gives us everlasting security for all of us. So, dear brothers and sisters, we need money. We need to be happy. And we need to prosper in our life all the time. And we also need to support our fellow brothers and sisters. And that is the something beautiful which we give to God. So, let us make Jesus as the center of our life. So, when Jesus is center of our life, we do all the time the beautiful things for God and the beautiful things to everyone who are around us. So, let us look for the everlasting, beautiful security in our life, and let us be united and we get the everlasting security, that is our eternal life.